Morning Watch, Philippians Week 6, Taking Christ as Our Power and Secret. Friday, Related Verses. Hebrews 13:16. But do not forget doing good and sharing with others, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Ephesians 5:1-2. Be therefore imitators of God, as beloved children, and walk in love, even as Christ also loved us and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. 2 Corinthians 8:1-2. Furthermore, we make known to you, brothers, the grace of God, which has been given in the churches of Macedonia, that in much proving of affliction, the abundance of their joy and the depths of their poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. 2 Corinthians 11:9. And when I was present with you and lacked, I was not a burden to anyone, for the brothers who came from Macedonia filled up my lack, and in everything I kept myself from being burdensome to you, and will keep myself. Philippians 4:14-20, and portions from the footnotes. 14. Nevertheless, you did well to have fellowship with me in my affliction. 15. And you yourselves also know, Philippians, that in the beginning of the gospel, when I went out from Macedonia, no church had fellowship with me in the account of giving and receiving, except you only. 16. For even in Thessalonica, you sent both once and again to my need. 17. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit which increases to your account. 18. But I have received in full all things and abound. I have been filled, receiving from Epaphroditus the things from you, a sweet-smelling savor, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. 19. And my God will fill your every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. 20. Now to our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Verse 14, note 1 on fellowship. This was the fellowship unto the furtherance of the gospel, by their supplying of material things to the apostle. Note 2 on affliction, referring to Paul's imprisonment. Verse 15, note 1 on fellowship. This fellowshipping, sharing, is the fellowship unto the furtherance of the gospel mentioned in chapter 1, verse 5, and chapter 4, verse 14. Note 2 on account. The Philippian believers supplying of material things to the apostle opened an account with the apostle. Note 3 on giving. The supplying and receiving of material things to meet the apostle's need in his gospel work. Note 4 on you. The church in Philippi was a unique example in the supplying of the sent one's needs for the furtherance of the gospel. Verse 17, note 1 on gift. The material things given to the Lord's servant for the Lord's interests. Note 2 on fruit. The result of their fellowship participation in the apostles' gospel work. This will be a reward in the day of the Lord. Note 3 on account. The account opened in verse 15. We should follow the Philippians' example by opening such an account and keeping its credit side continually increasing in the fruit of our giving. Verse 18, note 1 on filled, fully supplied. Note 2 on things, the material things given as a supply to the apostle. Note 3 on sweet smelling, the same Greek phrase as in Ephesians 5:2, a sweet-smelling odor of sacrifices offered to God. Note 4 on sacrifice. The Philippians' material gift, given to supply the apostles' need, was considered by him a sacrifice to God, acceptable and well-pleasing. Paul indicated in his appreciation that what the Philippians did toward him was done toward God. This implies that he had the assurance that he was one with God and that his work was by God and for God. Verse 19, note 1 on my. The apostle in his experience had the conviction and assurance that he was one with God and that God was his God. Since he considered the Philippians' material gift to him a sacrifice to God, he believed with assurance that God, who was one with him and who was his God, would richly repay the Philippians. Note 2 on fill. Full supply, satisfied to the full. Note 3 on your. Since the Philippians cared for God's sent one, God would care for their every need. Note 4 on according. God supplies us according to his riches, not according to our needs. His riches exceed our needs. Note 5 on in. In glory modifies fill. Glory is the expression of God. It is God expressed in splendor. God's rich supply to the believers who are his children expresses God and bears the glory of God. The apostle assured the Philippians that God would abundantly supply all their needs in a way that would bring them into his glory. Note 6 on in. In Christ Jesus also modifies fill. Christ, the all-inclusive one, is the base, the element, the sphere, and the channel in and by which God cares for his people according to his riches and in glory. This indicates that even the believers giving and receiving of material things are intimately related to the experience of Christ. Verse 20, note 1 on our. God is not only the apostles' God, but also the believers'. Note 2 on glory. Glory is God expressed in his splendor and excellency for our appreciation. For glory to be to God means that God is expressed in this way. Our giving in Christ, which is to God for God's interests, brings in God's glory, not only for our enjoyment, but also for God's glorification. Note 3 on amen. See note 13:5 and Matthew 6.